the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, first, what to do with 14 billion euro? It's a dilemma the government faces following the Apple tax ruling earlier this week. As the budget looms, there are calls for more spending on housing, childcare, water and infrastructure crunches. We're joined by economist Colm McCarthy to look at where we should spend this money, if at all. Colm, you're very welcome to the programme. If you were in charge, what would you do with this 14 billion euro?
I'd have a careful look at the state balance sheet. The government has a balance sheet. It doesn't always publish the data in sufficient detail. But the state has a balance sheet. The state has liabilities and it has assets. The liabilities are about 220 billion. That's money that's been borrowed all down the years. And there's a big annual interest bill that has to be paid on that. Each year, the government has to borrow, even if the government is running a surplus. Each year, they still borrow some money because bonds that they've issued years ago are maturing and that the money has to be reborrowed. So government debt usually says, I will pay you back your money in 10 years' time or 20 years' time, and in between times I'll pay you. I'll get some interest on it.
So what you're saying is national debt, because it's so big, we're conning ourselves into thinking that we have all of this money to spend. But the other reality is, this is a one-off 14 billion euro. We are running a budget surplus. We've a strategic investment fund. We've shares in AIB. We have a lot of cash. And that national debt doesn't have to be paid off now, and it's at low interest rates.
A bit of it has to be refinanced every year. It's important to bear that in mind. It so happens that the refinancings are stretched out quite a bit, and the people who borrow the money, the National Treasury Management Agency, have organised things in that way. But they have financial assets, and there are various other units of the state that have financial assets as well as liabilities. When you add it all up, this state is still heavily indebted. And if you look at the ratio of debt to the tax base or to national income and all the rest of it, it's not the worst in Europe. It's not the best either.
So should the money be used to pay off some of that debt and reduce it right away, or put into one of these sovereign investment funds and
not saved? Spending it automatically reduces the net debt situation. The way to ignore the debt situation is to have a bigger current budget deficit next year, the year after. There's a further difficulty about all this. There was a very good article in the Irish Times a couple of weeks ago by John Fitzgerald, which is reflected a bit in their leader column this morning. You can't really spend a whole heap of money if the economy is at or close to full employment. You can't go down to Cleary's basement or IKEA or somewhere and buy a road. And you can't buy a high voltage transmission line. You can't buy houses.
But we need houses now.
What does
we
that
have
mean?
Infrastructure bottlenecks. We
yes.
have all yeah. of these
but
things.
But what does that mean, though?
But if you take that view, then what do we do? We actually deliberately deflate the growth in the economy? We deliberately slow down?
No.
What should we do?
No, I didn't say that. Timing is very important. If the economy is at or close to full employment, you cannot whistle up the real resources that are needed to build all these various things. You can aspire to, and you can say, wouldn't it be nice if we had all these things? And it would. The time to do it would have been about 2010. And we had a banking crisis around that time. The international economy was in trouble and so on. And we actually ran out of the capacity to finance the government. We had to go to the IMF. And we ended up with 3 or 4 years of quite a brutal fiscal consolidation.
But during
which we slashed the capital programme, which is what the politicians always do in a downturn. They never control current spending. They cut capital spending.
One of the things, this windfall, which is a one-off a lot of large sum of money that will be coming into the exchequer. It isn't just a lottery win. It's actually tax foregone. Tax that should have been paid, and according to the EU rules, should have been paid because it was in breach of state aid rules, between 2003 and 2014. That means that there was $1.1 billion a year that if things had gone the way they should, and Apple acted in good faith, but in reality it's been found against, that should have gone into the exchequer during those recession years after the financial crisis, when people were taking huge financial pain with cutbacks in expenditure. That's really what this money, that's where this money has come from.
Yeah, except the excess financial difficulty that drove us into an IMF program in 2010 wasn't just 13 billion, it was bigger than that. I think I'm right in saying the bailout of the banks cost 64 or something like that. Plus, in the bubble years, the government had a huge capital program, some of it not very smart.
But don't people...
Which they then slashed.
Don't people deserve some of the benefits of this money?
Well, I mean, the government could send a cheque in the post to everybody and have a party. Macroeconomic management has to respect two overriding concerns, and both of them have been ventilated in the last week or two. The first one is you want to avoid a situation. Seamus Coffey in the Fiscal Advisory Council has been very good on this. He's a fellow who teaches economics in the University in Cork. He's made the point that it's kind of keep your powder dry. His point is that there will be a slowdown in the Irish economy and internationally sometime. I don't know when, and he doesn't either. But whenever it happens, that's when you want to be able to run a very generous budgetary position.
And what about the implications?
If you don't prepare for that, if you don't keep your powder dry, then you end up where we ended up in 2010. The second point is the one I was just making earlier. You don't really want to try to expand aggregate demand at a time when the economy is fully employed, because you can't.
And finally, Colm, has this been damaging to Ireland's reputation?
I find that difficult to figure out. There are things happening internationally about corporation tax, which are probably not good for our revenue in the longer term. In particular, the revenue that a lot of the multinational companies are churning in here and which we're collecting is revenue that really ought to go to the United States. These are American companies, and there are weaknesses in American domestic tax law which permits companies to kind of dodge American tax or defer it by paying a bit of tax in other countries, including this one. At some stage, there may well be changes in U.S. domestic tax law, and some of this revenue will go back to where it belongs.
And it's probably something that they're keeping a close eye on, and it cropped up before, it may well crop up again. Colm McCarthy, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.